Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the show today, Tom's in New York City with comedians Ryan Hamilton and Nick Griffin. You'll hear it right after this.
Good morning, honey.
Oh, morning.
You know, I was thinking this house could use a little sprucing up. Maybe this weekend you can finally paint our bedroom.
The big game's on tonight. And tomorrow the guys are all coming over for poker.
Come on, you promised. I'll make it worth your while. Why don't you lose those boxer shorts?
Okay, but I do hate painting. The brushes, the rollers, the mixing. I wish there was an easier way.
Well, now there is. You can paint an entire room in less than 30 seconds with a fantastic new product from Bob and Tom Industries. We call it the Paint Grenade.
Hey, who are you?
And how did you get in our bedroom?
Hi, I'm Chick McGee. Why don't we step out into the hallway and give you a demonstration?
Okay, I guess.
Thanks to new compression technology, the Paint Grenade contains enough paint to cover an entire room, so you'll never need to pick up another brush or roller.
Wow.
See those drab green walls in your bedroom? Well, with the Paint Grenade, you just pull the pin and toss it in. Now your bedroom is a majestic blue.
Oh. Wow. And the paint is so shiny. Is that high gloss?
No, that's shrapnel. I hope you don't have any pets. And we probably should have removed the furniture first.
That looks like fun. Can I try one?
Sure. Just pull the pin and toss it in.
Here goes. That was awesome.
The Paint Grenade combines what men hate doing the most, painting the house, and what men love doing the most, blowing shit up. And there are hundreds of designer colors to choose from. The Paint Grenade. It's as easy as one, two.
You know, now that I think about it, I like the original color better.
Uh-oh.
Do you have a product that removes paint?
You bet. We call it the Turpentine Bomb. Uh-oh. All you do is light this fuse, and in a few seconds...
Hey, wait a minute. Isn't turpentine highly flammable?
Well, now that you've mentioned it, maybe I'll just blow out this fuse. The Paint Grenade from Bob and Tom Industries. It's as easy as...
One, two...
When that old paint begins to fade, just toss in a paint grenade.
Now, some more Bob and Tom.
You want it. You need it. You can't live without it.
This is Bob and Tom Extra.
We are in New York City with my favorite Mormon. He is comedian Ryan Hamilton.
Did I get that right? One of my favorite human beings of any religious ilk, he is Nick Griffin. Hi, guys.
Hello. Great to be here.
Yeah. Now, something funny happened. I hadn't seen Ryan for a couple of years. And the first thing I said before when we went on the air today, I said, Ryan Hamilton looks like a goyish Jerry Seinfeld. And you're opening for Jerry Seinfeld in Europe or something?
Yeah, well, we've been working quite a bit. But actually this week I'm here with him in New York Thursday and Friday. And then next month going to London.
Yeah. Great.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm very excited.
No, but you do look like a slightly younger Jerry Seinfeld.
I do get it occasionally, yeah.
Has Jerry mentioned it to you before?
Well, the first time I met him, his wife said, you remind me of my husband. I get that occasionally, and I looked at Jerry, and he said, I don't see it. And that was the only time we talked about that.
Okay.
But that's cool, but Jerry Seinfeld in London.
Yes. Yeah. I don't know how often he goes and does international stuff, but we're playing at the Hammersmith Apollo in London in July, and it's great. His audiences are just fantastic. You know, everything's tight. He likes it tight, and it's fun.
Now, Ryan, I've heard that, and I don't know if you've got to experience this, that when you go on the road with Jerry, every now and again he will rent out a movie theater, and he and whoever's on the show with him will go and watch a movie just alone in the theater.
Yeah, that's actually true. He's got his tour life really dialed in. He likes every moment of it. So yeah, we go to breakfast at a certain time every morning, and then we go to a movie after breakfast, and then we go to lunch, and then we go for a walk, and then we and then we go to a show.
I have a story about
Great life.
Yeah,
it is a great life.
I know. A friend of the show happens to be a pretty much world-class musician, and he used to tour with a very famous musician who was a big fan of, shall we say, erotic cinema.
Mm-hmm. Okay, can we make this more vague, Tom?
I don't want to give the man's name. I'll give you a hint.
All right.
And it was a similar situation.
Why am I not yelling out a name?
It was a similar situation. This was pre-video.
So he works with Peter Sellers?
Perhaps. This was in the days of the erotic cinema theater.
Ah,
sure.
So that's a grand tradition. Jerry's, of course, much cleaner and more.
Yeah, it's a bit different.
More nice. Nicer. Yeah, actually saw Jerry Seinfeld before he was Jerry Seinfeld. I saw him at the Improv probably in 76 or 7.
Wow.
And there might have been 10 people in the audience. Yeah. I was in the city. I lived here and went down to the Improv. And you didn't know who anybody was.
Right.
But I can remember there were 5 comedians, and it was Gilbert Gottfried was one of them.
Wow.
Jerry was the other. And then I didn't remember that specifically. And then when Gilbert Gottfried ended up on Saturday Night Live, I went, hey!
Wow.
It's that guy.
Wow.
And I can still remember one of the bits that he did. There was a stool on stage with 4 legs, and Gilbert Gottfried grabbed it and screamed, I am Quadradick. It stuck with me.
Holds up, I say.
Yeah.
No wonder he got Saturday Night Live.
And then Jerry Seinfeld, when the comedy boom hit in the early 80s, I was just going to clubs on a regular basis, and this guy walked in, oh, my God, it's that guy.
Wow.
From the Improv.
Right.
And that was probably his first year in comedy.
76, yeah, that was very early.
But I remember he had such great stage presence.
Yeah.
So confident and just got it.
Yeah.
It was great even then. And then this was when I saw him the second time, it was way before the Seinfeld TV show.
Right.
But as a stand-up comedian, he's terrific.
Amazing. And he still writes constantly. He's still creating new stuff. He's working on lines every show. We know we'll be in the green room. He'll go, what are you working on, Ryan? And I'll go, And he'll go, I got this and this and this. Mm-hmm. He's just very disciplined. Yeah.
And he's also a big meditator, I guess. What is
yes.
it? I want to say mediator.
Yeah.
He's transcendental meditation.
Yes.
He's been doing it since high school, I think.
Yeah, for a long time. And I think it works. I've been actually trying it myself.
Do you have a mantra?
Yeah.
You're allowed to share that on the radio or no? Is that private?
No, no. But, you know, it's
how many
a very
syllables
simple
is it?
Thing. It's the same for everybody. It's just a nonsense kind of thing, but it just gives you something to think about.
He just repeats Henry Mancini every night.
Nice callback. That is really well done.
Sir.
Well played, sir. Now, you are of Mormon heritage.
That's correct. Yes.
No, are you a practicing Mormon still?
I try to do what I can. I not as much as I once was, I guess.
Did you do the door-to-door thing?
Yeah, I was a missionary.
Missionary?
Yeah, for
in
2 years.
Where?
North Carolina.
What town?
Well, I was all over the western part of North Carolina.
Bicycle or car?
Both. Yeah, you move around to different cities. I was up in the mountains for a while. I was in Charlotte for a while. I was in Greensboro for a while.
Did you get any converts?
Sure. We would talk to people. Yeah. Yeah.
They'd buy in. And... Have you seen the play, The Book of Mormon?
I did see it. Actually, Drew Carey took me to Book of Mormon because he just wanted to watch me watch Book of Mormon.
Sounds perverse.
I don't have your bio, but I'm see if I get this right. Are you from Idaho
but then
moved to Utah?
Good memory. Yes, that's right. Yeah, my family's in Idaho. They're still there.
What town?
It's a little town called Ashton, Idaho, 1,000 people, a little potato farming town.
Okay, because Idaho is one of the most beautiful states.
It's gorgeous.
I'd give anything if it was a little town called Jewett, Idaho.
Okay. Small temple there. Mormon temple.
Oh, Lord.
But yeah, Idaho has something that only a handful of states have.
What?
A panhandle.
Oh, yes, we do have a panhandle.
Yeah, anybody? Yeah. And you know other panhandles, anybody?
Florida.
Florida.
Texas.
Texas. What a, you don't know what a panhandle
Oklahoma.
Is?
Ohio has a panhandle.
It's when a state
no,
has
doesn't.
A little handle.
Ohio doesn't have a panhandle, you moron.
Well, it's all panhandle. It's
more of a heart.
You know, like Florida looks like you could pick up Florida and...
You know what? Missouri has a... What is it, a boot?
A boot heel.
Boot heel. Missouri has a boot heel. Did you know that?
Michigan has a mitt.
There you go.
Yeah.
This is like a nice kids show. So you're...
I was watching John Hamm on YouTube explain to me St. Louis speak, and
sure.
He used the term...
Boot heel?
Boot heel, and he also used the term that you use all the time, Josh.
Oh, farty far.
Farty far. For
yeah. Really?
Farty far.
Yeah.
And it was spelled farty for 40.
Mm-hmm.
Back to you, Tom.
Thank you very much. I want to get back to Ryan. So you're from Idaho. Did your parents worry about you living in New York
City?
They're
very concerned. I mean, and they should be, rightly so. I mean, I don't know. I'm a naive person. I look that way. If you're a criminal and you see me walking around, you think it's going to be a good day. I think that kind of the thought that goes through your head. I'm gonna hit my quota early and clock out. You know, but. If I'm ever on the phone with my dad walking around the city, he always goes, "Where's your wallet, son? Put your wallet in your front pocket," which is so funny to me because that's my dad's plan to foil New York City's criminals, just to switch my wallet over into the unexpected pocket. You know, if you get held up, I don't know how this plays out. I hope they don't come around. You know, I can't believe I'm getting away with this.
Now, are you a right rear wallet guy?
Yeah, right rear.
Nick?
Oh, really? Left rear for me.
Really?
Are you right-handed?
Hmm.
I am.
Chick McGee?
Right rear, yeah. But when I'm in a crowd, I subscribe.
My whole life now.
I subscribe to the theory. I put it in my front right or left pocket, yeah.
Josh?
I'm front right all the time.
Front right all the time?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Ace Cosby?
I'm wearing shorts, so it would be my front right.
Front right, okay, huh. Interesting. Yeah, I've always been rear right.
Yeah, right-handed. So that's where I want to go.
Yeah, I was rear right for years, and then changed it to the front.
You were reared right.
Yes, I was reared correctly.
Any scenario, Tom, you would use a wallet with a chain on it that attaches to your belt loop? Anything?
I've never understood that. I mean, what is, if they want to get it, they're just going to yank your pants off?
I have one.
You had
I had a chain wallet. For I thought it looked cool.
You rolled that way? Yeah.
And then I was walking into Six Flags, and they go, "You can't bring that chain in," and I had to throw the chain away.
Oh.
Yeah. I said, "How come I can't bring the chain?" And they go, "There have been a lot of fights with wallet chains."
what kind of joint you running here?
Now, once again, we have Nick Griffin and Ryan Hamilton here with me in New York. Are you an actor? Have you ever done any...
I've studied acting, and I audition, and that's about as far as I go.
No gigs?
Not really. No,
Nick,
small things.
I've studied acting, and I've auditioned, and that's about it. I always thought that it would have been lovely to get a series at some point, but I always thought it's so hard to be a good actor, just like it's hard to be a good comic, and I wanted to, after a while, I just said, you know what, I'm going to focus on being a good comic, and maybe that'll kill two birds with one stone, so.
Because they're two different things.
Oh, yeah, I think so. I think relaxing is a huge part of it, but I've not done the acting.
Well, Seinfeld always said that the reason his show was so great is he surrounded himself with really good actors.
Right. Yeah,
and he's obviously in his own right, but
right
certainly holds up. But he's not, Yeah. Those people he's with are just amazing.
Oh yeah, amazing. He told me something that I thought was really funny about stand-ups. He said, we'd have this great show. This was like in the height of the show. They would be auditioning for like a walk-in guest that day, and they would bring in a bunch of actors, and they would be well prepared and ready to go and nail everything. And then when the stand-up comedian came in who got the audition, he said that they would act like they ruined his day. Like they didn't want to be there.
That's how it is. Sense. Yeah.
When you get that email from your agent with an audition, you just go, "Oh, my week's ruined."
I want to say that these guys are on the small screen. Ryan has a Netflix special called
Happy Face. I don't know how, why, but that's what it's called.
Well, because you have such a yeah. beautiful smile.
Well, I say I look like this, but I don't feel like this. That's kind of the whole. I look crazy happy, and I feel okay.
Really?
No, I'm fine. Yeah, it's true. I don't. I don't even buy. I wake up in the morning and I look in the mirror and I go, "Well, that is inaccurate." What do you want me to do? I can't go places.
Did you know that this is the is this the 50th anniversary of the smiley face?
Oh yeah, you were saying that.
It's I just read a big article.
The have a nice day thing?
What, the yellow smiley face?
Really? That's
it's an amazing story. I read it in the plane yesterday. And I'm just a second. Calm down. Calm down. The guy that designed it, I think he got $280 or something.
Huh.
And the company that trademarked it makes like $500 million a year.
Wow.
Well, if my knowledge of cinema is correct, Mr. Forrest Gump, I believe, designed this.
Sure.
That's exactly right. That was a documentary, correct?
Yeah, inadvertently passed it on to.
No, but seriously, the guy that designed it got, as they say, I'll be delicate here. He got next to nothing. And there's the company that owns it internationally. It's just a money machine.
Wow.
They license it to all these corporations.
You'd think they'd toss him a few bones just to kind of.
He is now deceased, but apparently he was okay with it because he said it brought people a lot of joy.
Yeah, so he felt.
But yeah, I forget what anniversary this is, but if you Google it, it's kind of
Does the happy face make $500 million a year?
It's for licensed what? Whatever pajamas and
all the emojis, and, I guess, right?
Not really.
No,
the emoji's not really that happy face.
But I think they license all the variations on that.
Gotcha. Oh, really?
So any circle with any sort of
particularly if it's yellow, maybe. Wow.
I don't know. Yeah,
this sounds like court. Any circle with any sort of facial depiction.
Yeah.
This is getting too depressing. Yeah, Christy, do you have didn't you have an uplifting story about someone in an Uber giving birth or something?
Oh, I did have that. A woman in East London gave birth in the back of an Uber. Ada Lugatara ordered the ride, intending to go to St. Thomas Hospital, but shortly after, she and her family piled into the car. The mother said her baby came straight away. The driver, Krunal Shukla, pulled over, called an ambulance, but Lugatara gave birth in the few minutes it took to arrive. She said, "My sister had to catch the baby in the back seat of the Uber." By the way, she was sure to give Shukla a 5-star rating on the app, and Uber reportedly waived the cleaning fee.
Wow.
Yeah.
Waved it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tom said it was $200, right?
Yeah, it's $200 for. I remember we had the news story. There's an actual menu. If you barf in an Uber, it's $200.
Yeah, I have seen that. Yeah.
What about any other sort of?
I'd have to look at the menu. I don't know. But
urination or? I mean, God doesn't forbid,
we know the possibility, Chick?
Now, did the driver?
Mix my buddy.
Did the driver rate her? 1-star, placenta everywhere.
So she started the ride in an Uber and then ended the ride with an Uber pool.
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, God, yeah.
Nice.
Uber Eats isn't the only delivery service.
That's good.
What would you cut the cord with?
I don't think you cut the cord. I think you wait till you get to the hospital, don't you?
No, you're supposed to bite it in half like they did.
Are you?
Yeah.
Are you
is that right?
There was a lady that gave birth in the front seat of her car, too, recently, and her little boy was in the back screaming. Did you hear that?
Here's something. Well, no, I was going to say, why don't you use a cigarette lighter? You can cauterize
you don't have cigarette lighters anymore.
Probably you don't have a cigarette lighter.
55 years for the smiley face, by the way, in case you're...
Okay.
Yeah. 55.
I was not curious at all, in fact.
Wouldn't you like a chunk of that $500 million, Josh? Buy yourself three tickets to see the...
still have enough left for some...
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
This is the show where we bring you in-depth interviews with U.S. soccer stars.
This time,
Sam Coffey.
The World Cup is in 2 years.
Is it time yet? Like, can we get back into camp?
Tim Ream.
We're going to continue to show other countries we're not going to be pushed around.
And Jedi Robinson.
Every time you come back and you put the jersey on, it means more and more each time.
So we'll be back here with all the best stories.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.